Walmart is the world's largest retailer and has faced decades of criticism for helping push smaller mom-and-pop stores out of business once a Walmart moves in. Now, some activists are accusing Walmart of offloading security costs on the local police. The Expose Walmart tour yesterday stopped at a Walmart in Whitehall, where police showed up more than 1,000 times last year. We will have a response from Walmart coming up. First, Amy Ritter is one of the activists trying to draw attention to the issue. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Why single out Walmart? Why not talk about other retailers as well?
Well, so this is part of our 2017 Expose Walmart tour. We are an organization, a campaign called Making Change at Walmart. So this is actually just one of the many things that we are exposing about Walmart's poor corporate practices. And we noticed, we pulled police record requests for police phone calls into local area Walmarts in Columbus, Ohio. And we found that that one Walmart that you referred to, Whitehall, had received over 1,000 calls last year, averaging out to 3 calls a day. And now when you have the largest private retailer in the country, you know, that profited $13.6 billion last year, offloading their security costs onto local police, paid for by the taxpayer, it makes you wonder if Walmart really is being the best community business that it can be.
Isn't this the appropriate role of police to respond to reports of crime? And I'm wondering how much of this work could even be performed by private security.
Absolutely. You know, and absolutely thankful for everything that local police do in our communities. However, there's an excessive amount of phone calls going into local area Walmart. And this is coming from a billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar global giant that can easily afford to hire adequate security to temper some of these phone calls. So a lot of these phone calls are for petty theft crimes, for shoplifting, and smaller scale issues that could easily be handled if they hired adequate security, invested more in their workforce, trained their workers, and paid their workers to offset some of these security costs that they're offloading onto taxpayers and local police.
Is Walmart an outlier in this? Are they one of the few companies who do not have as much security as they should, as you would say?
Well, absolutely. When you have a company as large as Walmart and you see that they are one of the top, on the top of the list in many cities, we saw this in Phoenix, we saw this in Albuquerque. So we're going around the country as part of this 2017 Expose Walmart tour, and we're pulling these public records requests into local police stations. And we're seeing that time after time, in many of these cities, Walmart stores are at the top of these police service requests. And it makes you wonder when you have, you know, such a large corporation that employs 1.5 million workers, you know, setting such low standards for community businesses and how they really should be responding to the taxpayers and how they should be held accountable to taxpayers and to the local communities that they're setting up stores.
Amy Ritter is with the Expose Walmart Tour, which is calling on Walmart stores in Whitehall and others around the country to stop offloading security costs onto local police. Amy Ritter, thanks again.
Thank you so much, Steve. Appreciate it.
We did hear back from Walmart. A corporate spokesman says their stores are often the center of communities and no retailer is immune to the challenge of crime. A release also says that they had a 35% drop in police calls nationwide since instituting a program that lets shoplifters take a class instead of being criminally charged. In Whitehall, the site of yesterday's protest, Deputy Police Chief Tracy Sharpless says they do not have a problem with the store. Sharpless compared it to any other Walmart, those are his words, and he said the store pays police for a special duty officer 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. At the department rate of $45 an hour, that comes to just under $200,000 a year.